Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What? Midway through the work week. Ooh, that's good, because it's going to be a doozy of a weekend. Want to hear something really depressing? This is actually really depressing. I'll just readily admit it. My husband and I were supposed to go on a hike this Saturday as sort of a birthday weekend adventure. Mine, not his. His is in June. And boy, do I have an adventure planned for him. He doesn't know it yet, though. Whoops. Anyway, let's hope this is the hour he doesn't listen to. Regardless, we were supposed to take a hike that we had to delay a couple weeks ago because it was a monsoon, you know, another one of these monsoons. But Jay, because he's not filed his taxes and I haven't even started my taxes, because we've got a leaky bathroom sink and a small paint job that needs to be done, and because I'm still in the middle of downloading wedding photos and we've got closets to organize, we're staying home on Saturday instead. Isn't that awful?
You're back in the dumpers again.
Seriously. You could say that again. Thank you, Dan Campbell. That's exactly how I feel. But I also know me, Jay, and I know that if we go and we hike this weekend instead of, say, next weekend, and we don't get these things done, my stress level will continue to increase. I maybe won't be able to enjoy my birthday as much. And so I've made the tough decision to be boring, okay? That's what's happened. I've turned into a boring old lady.
Well, you're not, like, scrapping the plans entirely. You're just taking care of priorities, I guess, first. So, like, but
yes.
I agree. If you went this weekend, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it to the fullest like you want to. You'd be thinking about other things, your taxes.
I would be stressed about getting back and getting to the various items on the to-do list.
I think it's a fine move. I mean, is it boring?
Right.
Yeah, it's not great, but you know,
thanks,
but it'll be fun. But it's setting up a more fun weekend.
At least you're honest. Yeah, it's kind of boring.
I mean, on a Saturday doing taxes, not great, but
right. So
necessary.
I'm hoping to get them started on Wednesday evening, since it's another non-college hoops night. There is some NBA, obviously some hockey. We're getting close to the playoffs in both of those sports. But I can focus on my taxes, or at least getting them set up in TurboTax. And gosh, the paint job, the leaky sink, those things. We made a deal with ourselves that we would have the house completely organized and unpacked and put away before our honeymoon. And now we've only got 4 weekends left. Plus, I'm teaching at Syracuse this next month. And so this was the hard choice. It was the hard choice, but I agree with you. It's the right choice.
I think it's the right
choice. There will be peace in the house, because there's a corner of the office. Now, we had to completely, when I say gut the office, we had to change it all around because he's working from home. And so the office had to be completely retooled. Whereas we got rid of my desk, brought in his desk. I no longer have a desk chair. Now it's Bob's. Anyway, new bookshelf, move my bookshelf, box up my stuff that was on shelves and on my desk and try to figure out where to put it. We moved the piano 5 inches. That is a sign of true love and a testament of my trust in Bob, that I allowed him to move the piano with me, supervising, of course, 5 inches.
How did that go?
There may have been a spike in my heart rate. Here's the thing. I don't have many possessions that matter to me. I'm really more about people than I am about things. But the piano matters to me because it was a gift from my mother, because it's the same type of piano that my mom grew up playing and that I grew up playing, and because it's the most, maybe one of the most amazing gifts anyone's given me. We found it. It's a used piano. It was in someone else's house. They gave it to us. Well, they didn't give it to us, but they sold it to us for a very affordable price. It took, actually, it cost more to move it than it did to actually buy it. And so it's a very special gift to me, but it's also fragile because if you don't know what spinet pianos are, they have spindly front legs. And so you have to be very careful with them. The legs can break pretty easily. And so I was highly stressed getting it into the house. And then once it was there, it was never going to move, right? It was never going to move. So to allow him to, we had to lift it up and put it on sliders and slide. Oh,
how heavy is that?
Pianos?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very heavy.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Two people can't lift a piano.
No way.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to have three people. And then also there are certified piano movers. Technically, a moving company is not allowed to move a piano unless they're actually certified.
Really?
Yeah, you have to have certified piano movers, because if something happens, the liability is through the roof. And there's very specific ways to move pianos so that you don't, not only do you not drop them so that the legs break, but also because the keys and just
keep it in tune.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Well, you can get it tuned, but there are parts of pianos that are relatively fragile, so you have to be very careful. Not to mention they're expensive if you buy them new. So that my piano and maybe a couple other photos, or you know, my Bible, my old Bible from when I was 12. These are things that, a couple of pieces of jewelry that are important to me. Otherwise, most of the stuff, whatevs. It's old, it's hand-me-downs, I don't really care. But the piano, yes, to allow the husband to even touch the piano. I know I sound like a overbearing wife, but it's the one piece of furniture. So anyway, we had said house will be done by the time we go on the honeymoon. And so here we are. My corner of the office has been sitting there untouched for the last 6 weeks. I made progress 6 weeks ago and then haven't got back to it. Oh, Jay, it just gets busy in the spring.
It.
I thought about it. I did. Anyway, so birthday weekend is no longer as much fun as it was going to be. Also, want to hear something funny. So I love Bob's cooking, and he offered a particular meal as the birthday meal. Except I didn't want it.
Oh.
So would you lie and just say, okay, that'd be fine?
No. If it was my birthday, I would say, no, actually, I was kind of hoping for this or something. Okay. Like, maybe we should have this.
Right. So it's not a meal that I dislike. He offered to make a roast. Roasts are great. I enjoy beef. I like pot roast.
I'm not going to roast the roast.
Right. I'm not going to roast the roast. Exactly. However, that's not really what I wanted for my birthday. And so I was trying to be delicate with the situation and just said, I clarified, pot roast? Yeah. With carrots and onions? Mm-hmm. Potatoes? Yeah. And so there's this big silence.
Oh, I don't want that.
And I said, I think I'd rather have steak.
I don't think that was well handled. I think that was well handled.
So he did offer to grill, and so I'm picking up the steaks at the grocery store on Wednesday, and we'll be doing steaks on the grill.
I think it's a perfect birthday dinner, and I think be happier to make you something that you'd want.
Well, that's true, but I don't enjoy telling people
types
of things. It's uncomfortable. Also, he is very proud of himself. He's apparently making a dessert. I'm not allowed to know what it is. I'm not even allowed to know the ingredients because he's worried that I'll figure it out. So he won't even tell me what to buy at the grocery store. So it's a secret dessert. It's steak, but it's working around the house. And yeah.
Well, the dessert you're going to have to try no matter what it is.
Oh, of course. No, the dessert's going to be amazing. I'm just saying it's not your fun, adventurous birthday, but the food will be delicious.
The food sounds good, but you're like you said earlier, you're building up for that one next weekend, so you just extend birthday another week.
It's birthday month.
Birthday month. How Everyone gets that? A birthday
it's,
month.
It's birthday month. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Some of you had asked about the half marathon. The photos are up on both Twitter and our Facebook page. Coming up in just over 30 minutes, your chance to ask Amy anything. And so find us on either social media site. You can ask us your questions, preguntas. And then also, we want to know, it's the first of our final four categories, final four ice cream flavors. Final four ice cream flavors. Jay, are you ready to give us one or two of yours, maybe half your bracket?
All right, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not my number, my top
well,
seed.
Well, you're the only one who's seeding them. But if you'd like to seed them,
all right, I'll go with my four seed then, I suppose.
Okay.
My number four is Moose Tracks, vanilla specifically. Has to be
vanilla Moose Tracks is number four seed for producer Jay.
My three seed, vanilla bean standard.
Just plain vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean.
Do you put it over cookies?
Definitely. Anything.
Toppings on it?
If I have access to it, Reese's Pieces are my favorite
topping. Oh, okay.
Put a little whipped cream, some chocolate sauce, some whatever, M&M's, you got them.
Okay.
Reese's Cups.
All right. Oh, nice. Okay, so my four seed, if we're going that way, is Rocky Road. Love Rocky Road.
It's good.
Delicious ice cream. My three seed, if we're going that way, now this is tough because my two and three are pretty close together. I think I'll go with the Maine blackberry. Have you ever had the Maine blackberry?
I know that. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like it could be a blackberry swirl, but it's blackberry ice cream. It's delicious.
Ah, it's an underdog.
It's my Cinderella, if you will.
I like it.
Purple. So those are my three, four. Way too many of you are putting mint chocolate chip in your final four, which is slightly disturbing. Okay, it's really disturbing. But we're looking for your final four ice cream flavors. And we've got at least two of our other categories narrowed down. Bob also said dog breeds, so Bob and Jay are on the same page, dog breeds. I just don't want to be redundant. And we have done dog breeds, but not for a couple of years. And it was an entire show. But
I like marine
life. It's popular. I know, but marine life doesn't get people as excited as dogs.
Marine life's exciting.
All right.
You ever seen a whale jump or a dolphin?
It's called a breech. But it yes, I have seen it. But I suppose it's also a jumping whale. It's not a breaching whale. It's a jumping whale.
It's exciting stuff.
I don't know, though. Some people are afraid of the water.
Yeah, that's true.
Although some people are afraid of dogs, too.
A lot of people are afraid of dogs.
Yeah. All right. We're still thinking about the animal. But for sure,
birds.
Final four famous duos. And it could be any genre, any industry. It could be your mom and dad if you want. But final four famous duos. or should we just say final four duos?
Famous duos, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if
we'll
you know about them, I guess they're famous. Right.
Maybe. Unless it is your mom and dad. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jesse is in Wisconsin. Jesse, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. How's it going?
Good.
So I called a couple weeks ago. The Tampa fan from Wisconsin.
Oh, gotcha.
You were talking about the weather and everything, and I got to break it to you. We got 8 inches of snow last night. And I'm
so jealous. I'm so jealous. I love snow.
Oh,
is it a spring snow that's really kind of light and is going to melt right away?
No, it's extremely heavy.
Oh, no. Okay, well, be careful.
Yeah, it's bad. But so I'm going to take it from the Tampa Bay Bucks to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
I just wanted to talk about the playoffs. What do you think is going to happen this year? Do you think the Bucks have a shot this year?
Of course they have a shot. I mean, they do have a shot because they're in. I mean, that's the most important thing. You can't do squat if you're not into the playoffs. And the fact that they are right now sitting in the two seed, we're looking at, six, seven games left for most teams, maybe five for a couple of them. So it would be pretty difficult for the Cavaliers to catch them. They're a game and a half back. Not impossible. And I know the Bucks haven't even clinched, but they will. So I like the fact that they're in the two spot, which means the only time that they'd have to be on the road or wouldn't have home court advantage would be against the Celtics, who are a formidable team, but you know what can happen. My issue, though, is that it's just never been consistent. With Adrian Griffin, they were a 30-win team, and then they decided that they would pull out all the roots because they didn't like the defense. And we've seen signs of the defense, I suppose, but it's not a team that I feel real confident in. That's the problem. Maybe in a series because of their veteran leadership, they obviously have guys who've been there, done that. Giannis is still one of the best players in the NBA, bar none. And so there certainly are guys that I feel like could carry them and spur them. I don't love the fact that they've been so inconsistent, like this game against Washington on Tuesday night. What the heck? Why are you screwing around and losing to they were a 14-win team, Jesse, and now they are a 15-win team.
Yeah, I honestly, in my opinion, I think Damian Lillard needs to take over sometimes, and he's just too hesitant. And yeah, I feel like he feels like it's not his team, so he kind of just lets Giannis do his thing, but he needs to be more aggressive sometimes.
He's got to get over that.
Yeah, I agree.
He really does, because the time is now. Agreed. But they also won't win without those two guys working together.
Ooh, all right.
Okay, so the other Bucks.
Yeah, I don't know about them. I don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, it's so early, right? They're just getting ready to start their off-season workouts. But I love, love, love that they're bringing back Baker and Mike together. I love the fact that they are happy with the group they've got. They've got veteran guys. I still obviously think, well, most people would tell you they need to infuse their offense a little bit, right? They need some more playmakers to go along with Mike Evans. They need a consistent run game, too. So the offense faded at the end of last year. But I think their defense is terrific still, though they need some younger guys to step up as well.
Right.
All right. But it's early. We can't really be talking about Super Bowl in April, you know.
Sean, just one more question. So I haven't really been paying too much attention, obviously, since I work nights. But the Mavs have stepped it up lately, have they not?
Well, they have. They're out of the play-in tournament, and Kyrie has had a resurgent season, so he's playing a lot better. They did lose to the Warriors on Tuesday night. But they've won 8 of their last 10. Right now, they're tied with the Pelicans, which is kind of funny just to even think about those two teams being tied. But the fact that they're avoiding the play-in tournament, I think, is terrific. Let's hope they can take a step forward. I'd like to see them capitalize on, you know, what is now Luka's prime.
Yeah, I'm a huge Kyrie fan, but
yeah, well, he's had a good season.
Yeah, I mean,
mostly because we're not talking about his crap off the court.
Right.
Right. It's because he's been relatively quiet and is just playing basketball.
And that's great.
Yes, it is.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it, Amy.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Be safe in that snow. Oh, my gosh. I am jealous. However, given the fact that my tire light came on just before I got to work, I suppose I don't need to be driving around in 8 inches of snow. But I am jealous. I mean, I've got a Comrex at home. If there were 8 inches of snow, I could have potentially said, oh, I'm sorry, Princess Leia has a flat tire, so I'm going to need to stay home. Although, given what happened at one of our recent affiliates and a guy who got blasted for staying home, which cracks me up because, I don't know, sometimes we come in here and we work and we don't see anyone else. Lots of people work from home. I guess
sometimes
at night it just flies under the radar or we don't matter.
What? Who said that?
On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too, we've given you half of our final four ice cream flavors. We've given you our third and four seeds. We need you to weigh in. This is the first of our final four categories. Yes, I do want ice cream. And great, I'm going to the grocery store when we're done. Ask Amy Anything is 20 minutes away. It's the Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, by the way, while he brought up football, we should do a little football because, you know, why not? Jadeveon Clowney. He chose the Panthers. And Hassan Reddick, oh, yeah, he's salty. We'll call him salty. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Jadeveon Clowney.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Third and 13. Herbert to throw. Pocket collapsing. He's hit. Ball comes loose. Jadeveon Clowney stripped the ball away. A pileup in the 22-yard line. And the Ravens have recovered. Jadeveon Clowney forces the fourth Charger turnover of the night. And the Ravens squash the best drive of the night for L.A.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jadeveon Clowney's career takes yet another turn, or maybe adds another chapter. Interesting to hear from him. And as much as we have talked about the Panthers as being the opposite of a free agent destination in the NFL, we know they've spent money. They're going to have to spend extra to lure some of the available free agents out there. Maybe Clowney didn't have other options, or maybe the Panthers were paying him the most money. I highly doubt he's going to tell you that that's why he chose the Panthers as his next NFL stop.
My family was close, and I done played for five other teams, and it wouldn't be no better feeling to go back and play for the team you grew up right down the road from. So I'm just looking forward to playing here.
Later in your career, I could understand why proximity to family matters, proximity to the familiar matters, the fact that it's his hometown in Charlotte. And, you know, things didn't end well with the Cleveland Browns at the end of that 22 season. And since then, he's kind of felt like he's got a chip on his shoulder. And he's got to show the rest of the NFL. He's got to prove the rest of the NFL that he still belongs. He's 31 years old, but last year made a significant dent in proving it, right? Because he was with the Ravens. You hear the call there with Jerry Sandusky on Ravens radio. Tied his career high in sacks, 9.5. He called it his Kobe Bryant year. How about that? Kobe Bryant year. The Panthers are hoping they get the same guy with the same chip on his shoulder and that he still has that same drive and desire to prove the Browns and other teams wrong.
I think I'm going to impact a lot. I don't let nobody really run to my side. If you look back throughout my career, like you said, I've been very great in the run game, and I shut the run down on my side. So I'm looking to continue to do that. I ain't going to sign up and let nobody start running the ball on me now in year 11. So don't run it my way. You can run anywhere else, but don't run it my way.
I like that. Issuing a warning. Don't run it my way, because you'll be stone cold stopped in your tracks. Now, he hasn't played a full season. Hadn't played a full season before last year. Last year was great. He was on the field. He was healthy. Thus, the 9.5 sacks. But 2017 was the last time that a team had him on the field the whole time, and that was the Texans. They were the ones that drafted him, remember, as the top pick. Gosh, was that really 10 years ago? It was. Holy cannoli. He even chose 24 last season because he wanted to have a Kobe Bryant Mamba-type comeback. Obviously, the Panthers want that version of Jadeveon Clowney. He didn't just say that was my Kobe Bryant year. This was the other part that I loved. The return of the killer. I'm going to need that. That was my Kobe Bryant year. The return of the killer. All right. Whether it was perceived or real, he kind of felt like the Browns didn't give him the same respect is maybe one word to describe it, kind of an umbrella. The same respect as they did to Myles Garrett. But I'm not sure how you can ask for that in Cleveland. And so sometimes you and your employer have different ideas of your value. That's where agents come in. Very handy. But good for him. Good for Jadeveon Clowney. The Panthers can certainly use a veteran defender. And he's got a bunch of incentives built into his two-year deal based on sacks. So if he has another Kobe Bryant year, the return of the killer, well, then he's in good shape. Make an extra $4 million for being like Kobe Bryant. That's good work if you can get it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Hassan Reddick, I think you could also say he has a chip on his shoulder. And it's not just because of where he was traded. Actually, the Jets have a good defense. So add him to the defense and potentially they get better. But he and the Eagles could not come to an agreement about what his worth.
It's a business and sometimes hard decisions got to be made even if you don't like them.
That's true. I think most of us can say that about our careers, about our jobs, unless we are the bosses, unless we work autonomously, we're self-employed, we make the decisions. Honestly, we're all going to run into that at some point. An employer who makes a business decision that we don't agree with. And sometimes that can actually mean we lose a job. Or in Hassan's case, he traded to the Jets.
It's a new beginning, a new chapter for me. I get to come here, be around some great players, some guys that have made some great names for themselves, especially on the defense side of the ball. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting out there in front of the fans and just showing what I have to bring to, you know, as an asset to the team.
One thing's for sure, we don't know about Aaron Rodgers and how he returns or if he can stay healthy in his 40 year, but the defense is full of playmakers. So that's good for the Jets. Although, I feel like it's Groundhog Day. They still have Zach Wilson. This time last year, I was sure they were going to get rid of Zach Wilson. Trade him, cut him, anything. The situation was toxic. Except he's around for another year. He ends up starting right away because of the injury to Aaron. There's all kinds of rumors about him, speculation. He's once again, in the entire NFL, he's got to be the most scrutinized and criticized player in the entire NFL. People dump on him. You rarely hear anyone say anything positive about him. And when it is, it's about, oh, that was a really good throw. Like a throw. He made a great throw. But the Jets offense was so bad last year. It was so stagnant that honestly, you're asking too much of the defense. And so to bring in Hassan Reddick, sure, add him to that side of the ball. The issue is, of course, can they get anything out of their offense? It was one that was built around Aaron Rodgers. It was built for Aaron Rodgers. It was built by Aaron Rodgers, for heaven's sakes. You can certainly hold opposing teams to field goals and give up very few points. You can be a stingy D, but you're going to have to score some points yourself at some juncture. So for Hassan Reddick and the Jets, I mean, this is true. I do think that they will have a field day really enjoying pursuit, hot pursuit of opposing QBs.
The fact that we have a bunch of young dogs that's going to, you know, make that, we're going to make it all easier for each other. So the attack style, I'm all for it. I'm all about constantly putting QBs under duress, you know, and with the group that we have, the front that we have, we should be able to do that really often.
So the Jets were top three in yards given up last season. So meaning the defense was top three in the yards they allowed and 12th in scoring. They mostly kept the group together. Bryce Huff, would you say that was the biggest loss? CJ Mosley reworked his contract. He's their captain. He's the force. They add Reddick. They've kept the coaching staff mostly together, including their DC. It's just you can only ask them to do so much, and that's the issue. There's got to be more on the offensive side. Enter Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they brought in a bunch of moves like Tyron Smith and Mike Williams, who are great players when they're
if you have a quarterback. Well, and if you have a quarterback.
Well, that as well, who also is coming off a torn Achilles. So these are all huge guys who have question marks behind them.
Oh, yes. Never a dull moment ever with the New York Jets. But still, the Zach Wilson thing, they're going to keep him again. What happens if Aaron gets hurt? Zach Wilson trots right back on the field? It's freaking Groundhog Day.
They did sign Tyrod Taylor, who
seems to get hurt the second he gets pressed into duty.
Right, so there's a very good chance Zach Wilson could be on the field for the Jets next season.
All right. It's weird to talk football. It's the first week in April, and yet the off-season workout programs begin this week. That's cool.
Don't have your number. You're not going to have my number.
No one wants your number, dude. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, Jay misses his Aaron Rodgers drops. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, your final four ice cream flavors. But more importantly right now, we're going to need your final questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's straight ahead. Also on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
As long as we've been doing this, which is now 11 years, I'm always thankful that the voice God clarifies. Sort of. You can ask Amy anything, sort of. By the way, I will give you major brownie points, or maybe even brownies, if you can tell me about the brain fart I had on the show earlier this hour. Oh, dear. I don't want to bring it up again because I don't want to out myself. Every now and then, talking for a living, you just say something extremely dumb, and then you have this epiphany, right? So I'm in a side studio recording my CBS Sports Minute, and I'm not joking, Jay. I go, "Oh, you idiot." I said it out loud, but I don't want to call attention to it.
Everyone just listen back to the whole show. No,
you're taking it out of the podcast. It will not be in the podcast. Anyway, just one of those moments where I said something so dumb. I'm sure there are people out there going to be like, "Why is she talking about sports?" Just one of those moments. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Final four ice cream flavors. That's the cat on the table. It's a cat five, if you will. It's on the table. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. And that's where Jay collected your Ask Amy Anything queries.
Well, let's jump right in because you asked someone to ask this, and ask and you shall receive. So Jamie wants to know, what are you wearing tonight that you've never worn before?
Ever in my life. I have never worn camouflage. Ever. My mom's husband, Mike is his name, he sent me a camo t-shirt for my birthday, and he's really pleased with himself. And the gift note, he sent it directly from the supplier. The gift note read, six more of these and you'll be all set. And it took me a minute to figure it out, but when my family, Mike and my mom, were helping Bob and I pack up his house right after Christmas, we discovered he had an entire chest of drawers of hunting clothes. Big into hunting, loves hunting. It's his favorite activity. But who knew you could have an entire dresser full of camouflage and orange hunting clothes?
So are they the same like garment, like long sleeve shirts?
No, some of them are for real cold weather. Gotcha. Some of them are for real hot weather. Some of them are different colors. It's layers. It's all types of things. It's for every occasion. Hunting clothes for every occasion. So he had to put them into a big bin and take them out of the dresser because we were moving it. And I think it fell on Mom and Mike to do that part of the moving. And so Mike probably was thinking to himself, this is a lot of hunting clothes, right? And so that's why he said to me, six more sets of camouflage clothing and you'll be all set. And so, yeah, it's funny. Mike thinks he's really funny. It took me a minute to get it, but now I'm proudly sporting my camouflage t-shirt. And he also sent me the link to those of you, do you love Bill Engvall? Here's your sign. If you know, he's a comedian, country mostly. But anyway, here's your sign. He does an entire bit on taking his wife hunting with him. It is laugh out loud funny. It's hysterical. So that, along with my camo shirt, was my birthday present from Mike.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, your collection has started.
Yes.
And you also want to know, you asked people to ask, and Scott wants to know, what did you whisk together to bring for me?
No, I did not bring them for you. Well, I brought you a couple of leftovers, but they're not for producer Jay, let's be fair. My nieces have birthdays this week. It's our birthday it's our family birthday week. And so I like to bake for them. And I tried a new recipe, Oreo cookie muffins. Oh, they are delectable. And the kitchen, you could not imagine how the cookie smelled. Funny enough, though, I don't like Oreo cookie ice cream, but these Oreo cookie muffins, I don't know. I prefer Oreo cookies, not in ice cream.
We'll have to get to our final two.
Right. Uh-oh. What was that? Wow. You just hit the microphone. Anyway, Oreo cookie muffins, do they get a thumbs up, producer Jay?
Oh, my God. They get more than a thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. So I hope my nieces will like it because I've been teasing them with my brand new recipe.
Let's keep it food here then for a sec. This comes from Romero. He wants to know, after you celebrated your marriage day, mm-hmm. what was your first meal that you and Rob prepared together, if you remember?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I do. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, yes, I do. So the day after we got married, we were with my side of the family to do Christmas stuff because my brother's family wasn't sticking around through the whole week. So we were with them the next week. My mom made dinner. I think we mostly had leftovers from like wedding food and the night before. Yeah. Yeah. But after that, we went away to Lake Conroe for a couple of days just to have a couple of days of rest and relaxation after the planning and then the wedding and the holidays and all that jazz. And we did two meals on the grill at our little cabin on the lake. The first one, it was so good. It was salmon, and it was asparagus on the grill, and we made s'mores over the fire pit. Oh, yeah, that was the first meal.
Nice.
Shoot, that's what I want for my birthday.
Change.
No, it was really good. He grilled salmon and asparagus, and then we also had s'mores over the fire pit. It was awesome.
Speaking of your birthday dinner, Mike wants to know, how done do you prefer your steaks to be compared to your burgers and other meats?
Not very. I'm pretty much the same throughout. I don't like burnt or charred anything. Not toast, not popcorn, not meat. So I much prefer that my steaks are medium. I don't want them mooing at me. I don't like cold steak unless, you know, you're eating like on a salad or something. But I need my steak to be warmed all the way through and my burgers to be warmed. But I will say I like a little pink, so we'll go medium.
Jamie,
medium rare, medium. What would you say? Medium?
Oh, I like it more medium well, to be honest. That's me. But yeah, I don't like pink.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I'll go medium.
James wants to know, do you like your chili with or without beans?
Oh, I put beans in it because I don't actually like to eat beans solo. I don't like them in Mexican food. I know that's weird. My hubs makes the refried beans and eats them all by himself. But I do love them in chili because they're great. They're really good for you. Legumes are very healthy. And so I do put them in my chili. It makes it a hearty meal. He's mortified. I know Texans are mortified because their chili is straight meat. Meat and heat. That's Texas chili. But I do, oh gosh, I do garlic, onion, beans. Sometimes I do chickpeas because it gives it a little crunch. I've lately started adding radishes because they also give a nice little flavor to it with the horseradish kind of flavor. And then I also do bell pepper, mushrooms. Sometimes I add corn as well if I have it. And then, yes, meat. So my chili is a meal.
And now I'm very hungry.
Yes. You don't like chili, though.
I'm just hungry for anything right now.
Gotcha. All right. Not chili, though.
I'd probably try it in this given moment in time. Yeah. Mike wants to know, if you came with a warning label, what would it say?
It would say loud. It would say find your ear plugs. It would say beware, prone to eruption. Beware of the vocal eruptions.
Like a volcano.
Yep, kind of like that.
All right, ready for this one? This comes from Brent.
What, can I tell you something, though? When I was a kid, and I used to play sports, and sometimes I'm loud, right? And I would be in the infield, and I'd be yelling out the plays or, you know, calling the plays for the outfield or, you know, just yelling in support of my teammates.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was me, loudly. And so opponents from other teams sometimes would make fun of me, and it used to really hurt my feelings because I only have one voice. I don't have an indoor voice. This is what it is, right?
That's rude.
But you know what? Now I laugh because it's my moneymaker. And I'm thankful for every bit of the vocal power that I can pack, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Warning label and all.
All right, ready for this one. This comes from Brent. You have three options here. He wants to know, what is sexier? Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, offensive rebounds, or a ribeye with mystery steak seasoning?
Oh, crap. That's not fair. Shoot. I mean, I love steak. But mystery makes me a little nervous, so that'll be just the caveat.
I think he was referring to, like,
to Bob. Yes, yeah. Bob does enjoy surprising me with his seasoning. Shoot, if I don't pick the steak part, uh-oh. Okay, I got to go offensive rebounds. They're so sexy. They predate Bob. What are you going to do? Offensive rebounds in my life before I had Bob. I was in love with offensive rebounds, calling him sexy before I had Bob. Sorry, babes.
He's got to understand.
He's got to know my heart and love me the way I am.
All right, ready? We have another three-choice option one that came in.
Gosh.
Comes from Mark.
Okay, I thought these were like rapid-fire things.
Mark wants to know, choose your weapon, he asks. Jedi lightsaber, which is, I don't know what the difference is, but double bladed lightsaber, like Darth Maul's. I don't know if I call it bladed. Or a blaster.
Like Princess Leia had.
Right.
And
like
Padme.
A normal blaster, double-sided lightsaber, or just a normal standard lightsaber.
Given me and how klutzy I am, I would probably hurt myself with a lightsaber, so I'll go blaster. Blasters are very functional.
How uncivilized.
Yeah. Even Rey was able to use a blaster right away. I'm going blaster.
All right. Luis wants to know, have you ever thought about running for office?
No. I've thought about writing a book, though. Does that count? Probably not. Okay.
Any student office?
Oh, well, I would. Yeah. I mean, I serve student offices, but that's the past.
It's an office, right?
Right. But that was probably not what he meant.
Going back to your half marathon you just finished last weekend, Therese wants to know, how often do you change or buy new running shoes?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I always have another pair in reserve, right? So I'm always buying a pair ahead. I would say 4 months. If I'm in heavy training, probably 3 months. And I almost always run a half marathon with a pair of shoes that I've only ever worn like 2 times. Just because they give you such great lift and cushion and support. So, yeah, I would say every 4 to 5 months, unless I'm in heavy training, and then it's like a 3 month pair.
Last one before rapid fire. Have you ever been on an airboat? Comes from Andy.
I don't know what that is. A pontoon boat? An airboat?
Airboat? Is that the one with the gators? Is that a fan boat? I don't know.
Oh, huh. I don't think so.
All right, rapid fire. Oreos or Chips Ahoy?
Oreos.
Stuffed animals or dolls?
I was not a doll girl. I love stuffed animals. I still have some. Poor Bob.
Tulips or sunflowers?
Tulips.
Ooh. Helicopter or hot air balloon?
Chopper, baby.
Be a wizard or be a superhero?
Superhero or a Jedi?
Last one. Be a shark or be a caterpillar?
A shark? Why would you be a caterpillar?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.